And our scripture lesson for today is the 23rd Psalm, a Psalm of David, probably the best known and best loved of all the Psalms. Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." You know, there's the old saying, which we've all heard many times, and which is true. There are two things that are certain in life, and they are death and taxes. You're reminded of that every time you go to the store, right, and you pay the sales tax. Anyone here remember before there was sales tax? Yeah, it was a good time, wasn't it? No sales tax at that time. But there's death and taxes. But you know, for the Christian, there also is a third constant. There is something else that we can be entirely confident of, assured of, and that is that the Lord is our shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. David knew that. Countless of God's people through the ages have known that, and we know that. And it can be kind of our victory song, that the Lord is our shepherd. He is the one who cares for us. He is the one who provides for us. He is the one who guides us, the one who protects us, the one who loves us through all times of life, through all the changes of life, through all the situations and the circumstances of life. Today we're going to look at the 23rd Psalm by way of the basis of some themes and see how our good shepherd is with us through all of these different things in life, all of the changes and circumstances in life. And the first thing we're going to look at is in youth and old age. In youth and old age. You know, times change. And it seems almost as if times are changing faster and faster all of the time. The other day, I was sitting somewhere, I don't remember where right now, and talking with a lady, an elderly lady, who had lived in Chilliwack her entire life. There's not many people that have lived here their entire life. And I said to her, "Boy, you have sure seen some changes over your lifetime." And she said, "I sure have. I mean, I've seen changes. I've been here 20 years, and I've seen just incredible changes." But the changes that she just saw in her community. But then think of your life. And think of the changes also that you have seen in your life as you have progressed through the ages. From being a child to maybe being a teenager to a young adult, and if you happen to be middle-aged and happen to be a senior citizen, you've seen all kinds of changes within your own life. Different things that have happened, different circumstances and events that you have gone through, different challenges that you have faced. And then our needs change over time too, don't they? Our needs from when we are young to when we are older, they also will change with the times. But here's the constant. Whether you are young, whether you are a small child, or whether you are an elderly person, and everywhere in between, you have the promise of God that He is with you and that the Lord is your shepherd. And He is your good shepherd who guides you through all of the ages of life, through all of the changes, through all of the challenges, and through all of the circumstances that you have faced, are facing, or will face. He will be there with you to guide you, to lead you, to watch over you, to protect you. He is also with us in times of want and in times of plenty. And when I think of want, it's not just speaking about a want of material resources, of maybe food or finances or clothing, but social resources, emotional resources. You know, there are times in our life when maybe we feel that something is really lacking in our life, whatever it may be. And we're going through that time and we really feel there's a kind of an emptiness or a hollowness there because there is something that is needed, something that is missing. in our lives, and they need to be fulfilled. Then there are times of plenty, times when things seem to be going along very good in our life, and we're very satisfied and feel very fulfilled in our lives. You ever had those times? Times of need and want, and then times of fulfillment and times of plenty? We all have them. And Jesus, as the Good Shepherd, is there with us through all of those circumstances. Whether it is a time when we're really feeling a lack of something and a need for something, or whether it is a time when we are feeling a time of fulfillment, He is there as our Good Shepherd, whether we are living with want or whether we are living with plenty. And then He is also there with us through times of helplessness and times of security. And think of times of helplessness. I'm going to share with you a little story, and it's written by a man named David Gushy, and he speaks about something that happened to his 18-year-old daughter Holly in 2006, and he says this. He says, "Our daughter Holly pulled in front of a Chevy Tahoe on a rainy, windswept night and got T-boned on the driver's side at about 80 kilometers an hour. And she was pulled unconscious from her car. She had a broken pelvis, a chipped tailbone, a cracked collarbone, extensive facial lacerations, and most important, a brain-shearing injury that left her with damage to her frontal lobe and other parts of her brain." Can you imagine being the parent who receives a phone call that your daughter is in the hospital with all of those injuries? He says, "Everything changed for our family that night. When we first saw Holly," he writes, "and for 3 long days following, she lay unconscious, bloodied and bruised and deeply silent. Every step after that was a step forward. She opened her eyes after 3 days. The next 11 days, she drifted between wakefulness and sleep, a mute witness to the family and friends who rotated through her room, who kept on watching her." Many of you have been by the bedside of someone who has gone through an illness, or someone who has been in an accident, or someone who has been severely injured, and you feel helpless. You ever been there? You feel helpless because there is nothing, absolutely nothing, that you can do at that time. We feel helpless. But you know what? Our Good Shepherd is there with us. And our Good Shepherd is there with our loved one. Then we have those times when things seem to be going well, when the worries of life, the worries that we faced, all seem to be in the distant past. And life seems to be going along pretty smooth at that time. And it's a time of security. We really feel that all is well. So whether right now you are in a time of feeling helpless about something or other, or whether you are in a time where you feel secure, God is still your shepherd, no matter what you're going through, whether it's good or bad. And He's there also with us in times of sorrow and joy. You know, when you've lost a loved one. This morning, our early service had just a major shock, and that was one man came here and he said his wife, who was here nearly every week, passed away suddenly with a heart attack a couple days ago. It can happen so quick. It can happen so unexpected. And when we lose someone who is near and dear to us, a loved one, whether it be a family or a friend, we can be overwhelmed with a sense of sadness and with a sense of sorrow. Or it may be something as simple as maybe losing a job. Or it may be something as having friends moving away. Lots of different things can bring into our lives a time of sorrow. But then there's times of joy. There's times when a new child or grandchild or great-grandchild is born. There's a time where there's a new opportunity for us in our life, and it might be a new career opportunity or a new position to hold within our career. Or there may be those times when there's some unexpected thing which happens, which just brings us so much happiness and so much joy. We have all of those things. We have those times of sadness, but we have those times of joy. And Jesus, the Good Shepherd, shepherds us through all of those times, whether it's a time of joy or whether it is a time of sadness. He is always there with us at all times, in all places, in all circumstances. And then fifth, he is with us in life and in death and in eternity. You know, he's with you now, and he's with you each and every day. Came across a story which I think really speaks to this very well. There were Port Authority police officers Will Jimeno and John McLaughlin were the last two people rescued from the World Trade Center on September 11th, 2011 or 2001. For Will Jimeno, the tragic day represents a defining moment in his Christian faith. Jimeno, McLaughlin, and three other officers entered Tower 1 to rescue civilians. But when they got inside, the building collapsed. McLaughlin and Jimeno were pinned under large blocks of concrete, rubble, and twisted steel. The three other officers that were with them were killed. For the next 10 hours, Jimeno and his partner fought pain and thirst inside a concrete tomb swirling with dust and smoke. At times, ruptured gas lines would hurl fireballs into the ruins, threatening to burn the two men to death. In another terrifying moment, heat from the fireballs cooked off the ammunition inside the firearm of a fallen soldier, sending 15 bullets ricocheting around the chamber. Jimeno's hopes began to falter. He says, "I was exhausted. I had done everything as a police officer that I could do and everything as a human being." He said, "I just knew that I was going to die." Then he says, "I saw a figure coming toward me through the rubble. He wore a glowing white robe and a rope belt." Jimeno said, "I couldn't see his face, but I knew it was Jesus." And that vision filled him with hope. He knew that Jesus, his good shepherd, was there with him. He's there with us through all of life, through all of the circumstances of life, through the good times and through the bad times. Through the times of joy, through the times of sadness, he is always there with us. And he will be with you each and every day of your life. Walking with you, guiding you, leading you. And he is also with you in death. There will come that moment, that hour, when we end up breathing our last. What is going to carry us through? You know, when divers combed the wreckage of the Kursk, the Russian nuclear submarine, on which 118 sailors perished, they found a letter written by Lieutenant Dmitry, addressed to his wife, Olga, and it was written after the explosion that felled the sub on August 12, 2000, in the Barents Sea, and it confirmed the speculation that not all of the officers or the crew had died instantly. Hours after the sub plunged to the bottom of the sea, he wrote his wife, "All the crew from the 6th, 7th, and 8th compartments went over to the 9th. There are 23 people here. None of us can get to the surface." And the last lines of the letter indicated that death was closing in as the auxiliary power failed, and he wrote in pitch darkness, "I am writing blind." We don't have to be blind when it comes to death. Because when we know our good shepherd, we know where we are going. We know that he is with us in death, in that moment of death. But we also know that he is with us for eternity. That we can forever be with our Lord, forever with our Savior, forever with our good shepherd. So through all of life, you can be certain of this. You can be certain of death. You can be certain of taxes. But you can be certain also that your good shepherd is with you. He's with you today. He's been with you in the past. And he will be with you into the future. And he will be with you for all eternity. We can be certain of that. And so we give him our thanks and our praise. In his name, amen. Now may the peace of God, the peace which passes all understanding, the peace which comes from knowing Jesus as your good shepherd, may that peace be and abide with you this day and forevermore. Amen. Let's read together now the words of Psalm 23, keeping in mind that our Lord is always with us, and it is our victory song, and that he will never leave us or forsake us or abandon us. We'll read together, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever."